Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, Archuleta, Atkins, Bates, Bell, Borges, Bradford, Caballero, Chang, Dodd, Durazo, Galgiani, Glazer, Grove, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Hurtado, Jackson, Jones, Leyva, McGuire, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrell, Nielsen, Pan, Portantino, Roth, Rubio, Skinner, Stern, Stone, Umberg, Wykowski, Wiener, Wilk.
A quorum is present. Would the members and our guests beyond the rail and in the gallery please rise? We will be led in prayer this morning by our guest chaplain, Bishop Ron Allen, PhD pastor, Great Solomon Temple Community Church. After which, please remain standing and we will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance of the flag by Senator Skinner.
Good morning. I ask you to pray for me as I pray for you. Don't just listen to my prayer. I also need your prayers. Heavenly Father, I come to you in that name that's above all names, asking you, Father God, to be our special guest here today. We invite you in. We invite your presence in today. Not only be our special guest today, Father God, be our special guest every morning here on the floor. Help us to decrease while you increase in our life. Let them see all of you and none of us. Father God, be a fence around all of the elected officials. Bless everyone. Bless their families, staff. Bless their loved ones with supernatural wisdom, supernatural grace, and supernatural power. Be a fence of protection around them, Father God, as they do your great work that you have called them to, that you have chosen them to do in this life. Father God, give the elected body of officials your peace. Give them your love. Strengthen them in every area of their life. Go around about them. Make their way straight, heavenly angels. Father God, we ask, Lord Master, that you pour into them, Lord Master, that they might pour into their district, might pour into this Senate, and might pour into this world. I pray that your grace and your mercy be upon them. Heavenly Father, when all is said and done, we will not forget to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. We pray all these things in that wonderful name that's above every name. And let everyone say amen. Amen. Thank you so very much.
Members, if you join with me in the salute to our flag, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning, members. We are at privileges of the floor. I don't have any written down. Does anyone have a privilege of the floor? All right, we will move on to messages from the governor, which will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committee will be deemed read and amendments adopted. We're now moving to motions, resolutions, and notices. Without objection, the Senate journals for January 28th through the 31st, 2019 will be approved as corrected by the Minute Clerk. We're now moving to introduction and first reading of bills. Senator Skinner, for what purpose do you rise?
For motion and resolution.
Please proceed.
Thank you. I request unanimous consent to submit a letter to the Journal pertaining to SB 1421, which I authored last year. This letter has been approved by both sides of the aisle.
Without objection. Thank you, Senator Skinner. Introduction of first reading and bills will be deemed read. We're now moving to consideration of the daily file, and we'll start with Senate third reading, file item one, Senator Glazer.
Thank you, Madam President. Members, please.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 4 by Senator Glazer relative to Physician Anesthesiologist Week.
Senator Glazer.
Thank you, Madam President. Members, I'm pleased to present SCR 4. Many of us have had the experience of going through minor surgery or a major medical procedure that required anesthesia. It can be unnerving and for some frightening when that mask comes over your face and you start drifting into a deep sleep. But in California, at least, it's comforting to know that the high standards of the profession and our own regulatory system makes anesthesia safer than ever before. Rigorous standards of health and safety are the hallmark of the services offered by physician anesthesiologists who must complete between 12,000 and 16,000 hours of training prior to practicing independently. While there's always the risk of complications that can arise in a procedure, patients should rest assured knowing that their health and safety are in the good hands of physician anesthesiologists who have the training and expertise to help minimize those risks and respond to emergencies. That's why I'm proud to designate the week in this resolution, the week of January 27th to February 2nd, as Physician Anesthesiologist Week. And with that, members, I respectfully request an aye vote on this resolution.
Thank you, Senator Glazer. Senator Pan.
Thank you, Madam President. Senators, I too rise in support of resolution, and I want to thank my seatmate for bringing this forward. I just want to make note that in addition to the amount of training anesthesiologists conduct, we should also recognize that the specialty of anesthesia has been at the forefront of the patient safety movement and quality improvement. And so as one sometimes approaches a procedure or surgery with some trepidation, rest assured that the anesthesiologists have been working for many decades to assure the highest level of quality and patient safety in our country. So thank you very much for this resolution. I urge an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Pan. Members, is there any further discussion or debate? Senator Stone.
Thank you, Madam President. I also want to applaud the author, my friend from Orinda, for bringing this resolution forward. I don't know if many of you know this, but anesthesiologists go on to get further training and become pain control specialists. And in this day and era, when we have the opiate problem, we need to be able to reach out to anesthesiologists that understand all the eccentricities of pain and utilize these professionals to hopefully minimize the opiate problem that we have in California. And for those reasons, I urge an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Stone. Members, further discussion or debate? Seeing none, Senator Glazer, would you like to close? Members, we are going to vote. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen?
Aye.
Aye. Archuleta?
Aye.
Aye. Atkins? Bates? Bell? Aye. Borges? Aye. Bradford? Aye. Caballero?
Aye.
Aye. Chang? I Dodd, I Durazo, I Galgioni, I Glazer, I Grove, I Hertzberg, I Hill, I Hueso, I Hurtado, I Jackson, I Jones, I Leva, I McGuire, I Mitchell, Monty, I Morlock, I Morrell, Nilsson, Pan,
aye.
I Porchettino, I Roth, Rubio, I Skinner, I Stern, I Stone, I Umberg, I Wachowski, I Wiener, I Wilk, I Mitchell, I.
Ayes 33, noes 0. The resolution is adopted. Senator Glazer, for what purpose do you rise? Please proceed.
Madam President, members, we're joined today by a number of distinguished anesthesiologists from around the state. I'd like to recognize Dr. Jeff Pogue, who's up in the gallery. He heads up the Pediatric Anesthesia Department at John Muir Health in my district, slated to become president of the association in 2020. Dr. Pogue, welcome, and to your colleagues, welcome to the Senate.
Welcome to the California State Senate. Members, we are moving on to file item number 2. Senator Umberg, did you want to present on file item number 2? Pass on file. Very good. File item number 3, Senator DeRazzo, did you want to present your resolution? Pass on file. Very good. Thank you very much. All right. We are now moving to motions and resolutions. This would be the appropriate time for adjourn in memories. We're going to start with Senator Wiener.
Thank you very much, Madam President. Colleagues, it's with great sadness that I rise to ask that we adjourn in memory of Peter McGowan, former owner of the San Francisco Giants. my apologies, Madam President. I'm going to start over again. Actually, could I please pass and do it?
Absolutely.
Afterwards?
We'll come back to you, Senator Wiener. Not a problem. Senator Rubio.
Being president and members, it is with a heavy heart today that I rise to adjourn in memory of Angelina Calderon Pinedo. Angelina was 21 years old, resident of Rosemead, who had her whole life ahead of her. Angelina was a bright 21-year-old. She graduated from Rosemead High School in 2015 and was a student at San Francisco State University. She was a distinguished student and an active member of her campus community, most notably through her service as a resident assistant. She was supposed to start her junior year at San Francisco State University Monday, January 28th. After college, Angelina had dreams of becoming a social worker and helping children in need. She never hesitated to lend her generosity. Unfortunately, Angelina's life was unexpectedly and tragically cut short as she became a victim of a hit-and-run accident. Angelina will always be remembered as someone who was vibrant, caring, and adventurous. She will be truly missed by all who knew her, especially her parents, 4 older siblings, her friends, and the older brother. And my condolences to the family. Thank you, members.
Thank you, Senator Rubio. Please be sure to bring her name forward so she can be properly memorialized. Senator Archuleta.
Thank you, Madam President. I stand today to mourn a friend, a personal friend, a lady who was married to a GI, a lady who married this veteran many, many years ago, raised 3 kids. But, Madam President, I rise to honor her and her family, Dolores Sanchez of Los Angeles. Dolores married a paratrooper as a young lady. They met at Garfield High School in East Los Angeles. The marriage began early in his military life, and she stood with him side by side through the time he served. And ironically, he served in the 82nd Airborne, my old unit. And I met Art Sanchez, First Sergeant, at AMFETS Post 113 in Irwindale. We started talking about jumping out of airplanes and battles we fought together, and recognizing that we all had families. He introduced me to his wife, his children, and I stayed close to the family for years upon years, and I mourn her loss. She was a member of the American Legion Post 180 as an auxiliary member for UFW Post 1944. She also was a member of the Hispanic American Airborne Association, AMVETS Post 113, and AMVETS Post 112 as Sergeant of Arms for 14 years. She crocheted Gold Star flags for the Gold Star mothers and families of men and women who were lost in combat. Total of 15 Gold Stars, and she presented them in Tennessee, Missouri, Georgia, and North Carolina, and of course in California, traveling at her own expense. She put together hundreds of beanies and scarves for the troops in Afghanistan and Iraq for the cold weather, that they would be able to wear this under their helmets. In 2017, AMVETS Ladies Auxiliary Department of California named her Woman of the Year, a military wife for 34 years, 9 months, and 5 days. And for these reasons, I rise to adjourn in her memory. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Archuleta. Please be sure to bring her name forward so she can be properly memorialized. Senator Wiener.
Thank you, Madam President. Colleagues, it's with great sadness that I rise to ask that the Senate adjourn in memory of Peter McGowan, the former owner of the San Francisco Giants. Peter was born in 1942 in Manhattan. He studied American literature at Stanford University for his bachelor's degree and later earned a master's degree in politics, philosophy, and economics at Oxford University. After starting a graduate program at Johns Hopkins, he decided to instead start a career with Safeway. After more than a dozen years, ultimately as Safeway's chairman and CEO, he began a 15-year tenure as the managing general partner of the San Francisco Giants, which of course is California's premier baseball team. A lifelong Giants fan, in 1992, he led the group that bought the Giants in order to keep the team in San Francisco. He was motivated to keep the team in San Francisco because, being a New Yorker originally, he knew firsthand the pain for New Yorkers when the Giants moved to San Francisco in 1958, and I'm thankful that they did. In 2008, baseball's commissioner, Bud Selig, said, quote, "Peter McGowan did save baseball for San Francisco." Peter also spearheaded the construction of the absolute most beautiful ballpark in the nation, now known as Oracle Park, previously AT&T Park, and before that, Pac Bell Park, and he did it with no taxpayer money. He hired the executive team that built four World Series teams, creating the dynasty that won three World Series in 2010, 2012, 2014. And for the record, that is more championships this century than all other California teams combined. He made the Giants the first professional sports team to dedicate an annual game to the fight against HIV/AIDS. He also formed the Junior Giants program that organizes free leagues for children to learn and play baseball. Even as an owner, he could usually be found sitting in the stands with the fans, with all of us, in his business suit. Peter survived by his wife, Debbie, by his three brothers, his five children, and his 13 grandchildren. Please join me in adjourning today in memory of Peter McGowan. Go Giants, beat LA. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Wiener. Senator Dodd.
Senator, Madam President, members, I'd like to add my voice to this adjourn in memory. I think it's incredibly important that Mr. McGowan is, his memory is just observed here in this chambers. After his retirement, he moved to my district in St. Helena, and he and his wife, Debbie, retired there. And as a lifelong Giant fan, and also as really a lifelong season ticket holder for the San Francisco Giants and bringing us four World Series after a long, long drought. So very, very appreciative. And we'll remind those Dodger fans in the room that since I've been in the legislature for the last 5 years, there's only one team that's ever swept the Dodgers during that time, and that was San Francisco over Los Angeles.
Thank you, Senator Dodd. Senator Allen.
A member says, a senator who represents a city that currently houses the current National League champions, in fact, two-time National League champions in a row, I just want to extend my city's condolences to the folks in San Francisco who do indeed have a beautiful ballpark. Mr. McGowan was a worthy rival, and we give him all of our respect.
Thank you, Senator Allen. Senator Wiener, please bring his name forward so he can be properly memorialized. Members, do we have any additional adjourn in memories? All right, seeing none, if there is no other business, Senator Wilk, the desk is clear.
Thank you, Madam President.
Senator Wilk, I apologize. I just saw a mic go up. Senator DeRosso?
Privileges of the floor.
Please proceed.
Okay. Madam President, I would like to remind everyone that this Monday, February 4th, is Capital Goes Red Day. We ask you to please join us in wearing red to raise the awareness of the impact of the heart disease on women. Please don't forget to pack something red before you return to Sacramento next week. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator DeRosso. Members, anything else? Senator Wilk, there is no further business. The desk is clear.
Thank you, Madam President. The Senate will be in recess until 3:30 p.m. today, at which time the adjournment motion will be made, and we will reconvene here in red on Monday at 2 p.m. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Senator Wilk. Members, the Senate will be in recess until 3:30 p.m., at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We will reconvene Monday at 2 p.m. Have a great weekend. Senator Mitchell, for what purpose do you rise? Oops.
Thank you. Just to remind Budget Committee members that Budget Committee will commence at 10 a.m. Budget Committee, 10 a.m.
Thank you, Senator Mitchell. Thank you, members.